Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder and executive director of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
We are in 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel, chapter 23, beginning in verse 8, this is the reading of God's word. These are the names of David's warriors: Joshab Bashebeth, the Tachmonite, was chief of the officers. He wielded his spear against 800 men that he killed at one time. After him, Eliezer, son of Dodo, son of an Ahoite, was among the three warriors with David when they defied the Philistines. The men of Israel retreated in the place they had gathered for battle, but Eliezer stood his ground and attacked the Philistines until his hand was tired and stuck to his sword. The Lord brought about a great victory that day. Then the troops came back to him, but only to plunder the dead. After him was Shammah, son of Agi the Hararite. The Philistines had assembled in formation where there was a field full of lentils. The troops fled from the Philistines, but Shammah took his stand in the middle of the field, defended it, and struck down the Philistines. So the Lord brought about a great victory. Three of the 30 leading warriors went down at harvest time and came to David at the cave of Adullam while a company of Philistines was camping in the valley of Rephaim. At that time, David was in the stronghold, and a Philistine garrison was at Bethlehem. David was extremely thirsty and said, "If only someone would bring me water to drink from the well at the city gate of Bethlehem." So three of the warriors broke through the Philistine camp and drew water from the well at the gate of Bethlehem. They brought it back to David, but he refused to drink it. Instead, he poured it out to the Lord. David said, "Lord, I would never do such a thing. Is this not the blood of the men who risked their lives?" So he refused to drink it. Such were the exploits of the three warriors. Abishai, Joab's brother and son of Zeruiah, was leader of the three. He wielded his spear against 300 men and killed them, gaining a reputation among the three. Was he not more honored than the three? He became their commander, even though he did not become one of the three. Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, was the son of a brave man from Kabzeel, a man of many exploits. Benaiah killed two sons of Ariel of Moab, and he went down into a pit on a snowy day and killed a lion. He also killed an Egyptian, an impressive man. Even though the Egyptian had a spear in his hand, Benaiah went down to him with a club, snatched the spear out of the Egyptian's hand, and then killed him with his own spear. These were the exploits of Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, who had a reputation among the three warriors. He was the most honored of the 30, but he did not become one of the three. David put him in charge of his bodyguard. Among the 30 were Joab's brother, Asahel, Elhanan, son of Dodo of Bethlehem, Shammah the Heradite, Elikah the Heradite, Helez the Paltite, Ira, son of Ikesh, the Tekoite, Ebezer, the Anathatite, Mabuni, the Hushatite, Zalman, the Ahoite, Meharai, the Netophathite, Heleb, son of Bena, the Netophahite, Ittai, son of Ribai, from Gibeah of the Benjaminites, Benaiah, the Pirathonite, Hadai from the Wadis of Gash, Abi-Alban, the Arbathite, Asmaveth, the Barhumite, Eliaba, the Shalbonite, the sons of Jashon, Jonathan, son of Shammah, the Hararite, Ahiam, son of Shara, the Hararite, Eliphelet, son of Ahazbi, son of the Maacathite, Eliam, son of Ahithophel, the Gilonite, Hezro, the Carmelite, Perei, the Arbite, Igal, son of Nathan from Zobah, Bani, the Gadite, Zelek, the Ammonite, Naharai, the Berethite, the armor-bearer for Joab, son of Zeruiah, Ira, the Ithrite, Gareb, the Ithrite, and Uriah, the Hethite. There were 37 in all. May God add his blessing to this reading from his holy word. You say, well, that's just a bunch of names that are hard to pronounce. You're telling me those names are hard to pronounce? How does this passage begin? These are the names of David's warriors. Okay, so it's supposed to be a list of names. Well, Pastor Wood, what can we get by reading a phone book? Okay, you guys don't even know what a phone book is. When I was growing up, there were phone books that had people's names in them. And it was a great place to locate contact information. It was a terrible place to go for inspiration. And a lot of people, when they come to passages like this in the Bible, just want to skip over them. Well, sometimes I'm tempted to as well, particularly if the names are ones that give me difficulty. But we don't, because it's God's word. Well, why would God include something like this in his word? Well, I believe there are a number of lessons to be gleaned. First lesson, there's a whole bunch of names, but there are a whole bunch of people who aren't mentioned. There are a whole bunch of names here, and for many of them, about all that they managed to do was get their name listed. Some of them, it breaks down and tells a story about them, and we'll look at a few of those stories. But some of them, all they did was get their name in the list. Yet even that was an accomplishment. These were people who held a unique position in David's kingdom. And so the fact that you made the list is a big deal. Because there were a whole lot of men who fought in the army who did not make this list. These aren't all the people who fought for David. These are the elite. So you're going out into life someday. Some of you are nearer that than others. But I want you to understand, you have responsibilities and you have opportunities even if your name doesn't appear on the list. These people got into God's word. They made it into the Bible. That's a big deal. And as I said, they weren't the only ones who fought in the army. These were the ones who were standouts. Would you like to be a standout? Would you like to have your name not in the Bible, but would you like to be a person in this life who makes a difference? Who's not just ordinary? Well, let me tell you, you won't do it by accident. You don't want to be on the list of memorable people for your stupidity, okay? You don't want your claim to fame to be, yeah, do you ever watch those fail videos on YouTube? I'm on there a lot. You know, that's not the way you want it to be. But if you want to accomplish something, then you have to go above and beyond. You have to give extra effort. And that's why these folks are listed, is because they didn't just do ordinary stuff. When everybody else ran, One guy made a stand. And so he made the list. One fellow went down into a pit on a snowy day and killed a lion. Now, I wouldn't mind killing a lion that was in the pit as long as I didn't have to get in the pit to do it, right? But to get down in the pit with the lion, that's extraordinary. Well, that's why he made the list. Do you understand? He didn't just do what everybody else did. Everybody else stood back and watched. He got down there with the beast and killed it. Folks, let me ask you a question. We would all like to be acclaimed for our accomplishments. But are you willing to do the work and take the risks that it takes in order to accomplish something?
Hi, folks, it's a great privilege for me to be able to come each evening and bring God's word on these stations. I am so thankful that I have the opportunity to do that. But if you listen regularly, you know that my wife day-to-day is involved in trying to minister to kids who come from very difficult situations.
And in our travels to other countries,
I want to ask you to please help us.
And again,
contact us at wvr.org and find out how you can be part of the miracle.
Jesus,
wvr.org. Please help us.
I hope that these broadcasts are an encouragement to you, and I want to ask you to take a moment to encourage us. First, please visit our website, pastorwood.org, to learn more about our work. Second, please pray for us that we'll remain faithful and that God will continue to use us to spread His word around the world. And finally, if the Lord prompts you to do so, please support us financially. We're depending on our listeners to stand with us, and we're praying for God to bless you.
To step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is.
Now, Joshua was chief of the officers. He wielded his spear against 800 men that he killed at one time. Can you imagine? That's why he was the chief of the officers. Everybody talked about it. There was nobody else in this list who had that kind of success. I mean, that is kind of in the same category with a fellow by the name of Samson who killed a bunch of Philistines with the jawbone of a donkey. Right? How did he do that? Well, in Samson's case, it was very clearly because the Spirit of the Lord came on him. And he did something that was only possible supernaturally with the power of God at work through him. Well, what about these folks? Well, look at verse 10. It has just described a situation where Eliezer, another one of the warriors, stood his ground and attacked the Philistines until his hand was tired and stuck to his sword. The Lord brought about a great victory that day. Then the troops came back to him, but only to plunder the dead. In other words, the other folks didn't even return until the task had been accomplished. He was tired. He was so tired, he couldn't even loosen his grip anymore on his sword. It was stuck to his hand. But it was the Lord who brought about a great victory. Okay. Next note, please get this. If you accomplish something great, I mean you work hard and you work until you're exhausted like this guy, you better know that it is the Lord who brought about the victory. Because you can absolutely give yourself to a project, pour yourself into it, work like a slave, be so dedicated and courageous, take risks and keep after it, and totally fail. Happens all the time. Now you will be told that you can be anything you want to be if you can
conceive it, you can achieve it. Okay? All you've got to do is just believe in yourself.
Well, let me tell you, if you accomplish anything in this life, you need to give God the praise because it was the Lord who brought about a great victory that day. I thank the Lord all the time. I thank him just when I'm able to get the top off a container. Okay? It's not like, yeah, I'm the man. No, it's like, thank you, Lord. But here's the deal. This guy who worked hard, risked much, and was successful, it was the Lord who brought about the victory. You say, well, Pastor Wood, you're just, you know, well, come on down to verse 12. The troops had fled from the Philistines, but Shammah took his stand in the middle of the field, defended it, and struck down the Philistines. So the Lord brought about a great victory. Oh, so this is actually like a refrain. This is actually like something being emphasized through repetition. Yeah. Three of the 30, verse 13, leading warriors, went down at harvest time and came to David at the cave of Adullam while a company of Philistines was camping in the valley of Rephaim. At that time, David was in the stronghold and the Philistine garrison was at Bethlehem. David was extremely thirsty and said, if only someone would bring me water to drink from the well at the city gate of Bethlehem. So three of his soldiers went through the enemy army in order to go and get what their leader had said he wished he had. Is that dedication? That's scary, okay? I mean, it's nice to be thoughtful. We were eating at a restaurant a few years back, and the glasses in the restaurant went, I mean, they were just beautiful. And my wife said, I love these glasses. These would go perfectly with our dishes. It was just a passing comment. That Christmas, we got a bunch of those glasses because one of the people who was at the table that day decided, I'm going to find out where those glasses are made and I'm going to buy some. And so we got those. My wife and I were astonished. I was not the thoughtful individual. But I mean, it was like, wow. Wow, how nice. That's what happened here. The difference being, one, you could order online. The other, you had to break through a line of enemy soldiers. Okay? That's kind of a difference. And so these three guys risked their lives to get David a drink of water. I think I would have said, yeah, that'd be nice. You know, boy, I'm thirsty too. But instead, they risked their lives. So when they brought the water to David, what did he do with it? I wonder how they felt about it, you know? Oh, golly, thank you, guys. That's wonderful. And he pours it out on the ground. That's why I don't do things like that for people. But what was David's point? He says, it would be wrong of me to be so selfish as to consume this that they risked their lives for. It's their very lifeblood that they've put on the line to bring this to me. I'm going to do something else with it. What did he do with it? He said, God, you're the one who's worthy of that devotion, not me. I don't deserve that. I'm offering this to you, Lord. This is for you. Wow, there's a lesson. God is the one who should inspire such devotion. God is the one for whom we should be willing to do whatever it takes, to do what he wants, because he is our king. Abishai, Joab's brother, son of Zeruiah, was leader of the three. But look at verse 19. He became their commander, even though he did not become one of the three. Do you see that? There were three guys who were elite warriors.
And someone else actually was greatly respected, also tremendous, and he became their leader, but he never did become one of them. This is an important lesson in life. The fact of the matter is, you may want to be one of the three. And you may actually end up leading the three. But you're still not one of the three. Have you ever wanted to be part of a group and they just didn't let you in? This guy became the leader of the three, but he never was one of the three. Well, obviously, if he became one of the three, it would be four, so. But I want you to understand something. The fact that you aspire to a position or that other people aspire to that for you does not guarantee that you are admitted into that group. Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, was the son of a brave man from Kabzeel, a man of many exploits. Talks about what he did. He went down into a pit on a snowy day, killed a lion. We already talked about that. He also killed an Egyptian who was an impressive man. Even though the Egyptian had a spear in his hand, Benaiah went down to him with a club, snatched the spear out of the Egyptian's hand, and then killed him with his own spear. Oh, that's an exploit. These were the exploits, verse 22, of Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, who had a reputation among the three warriors. He was the most honored of the 30, but he did not become one of the three. Do you catch that? That's what we were talking about. You could be honored, respected, successful, but you still don't make it into this elite group over here. If you don't get used to the fact that life is like that, you're going to be a disappointed person. Focus on doing what you can, and don't worry about the stuff you can't control. You cannot control whether or not you're one of the three. That's not up to you. When I preached a series from the New Testament about the people who were close to Jesus, I talked about a guy named Lazarus. Jesus loved Lazarus. Jesus spent time at Lazarus' house. Jesus even raised him from the dead. But he was not one of the 12. Don't waste your life. Don't waste your affections. Don't waste your opportunities wishing that God had chosen you for a different task. God knows exactly what he's doing. He knows what is best. Trust him. And thank him for the opportunity you've got. Any day that you're not in hell is grace. I mean, and that's me too. I'm not saying that just about you. You all deserve hell. Well, yes, but I mean, me too, okay? We all deserve hell. So the fact that God would save us is just absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. He was the most honored of the 30, but he didn't become one of the three. David put him in charge of his bodyguard. Among the 30 were, and here's this long list, and the last guy in the list is Uriah. He was one of the 30. He was one of the guys closest to David. And that was the guy whose wife David stole and then had him murdered. Now, when I read these stories, I'm impressed by various things. But you can't read that section without being impressed again with how horrible David's sin was and how amazing God's grace is. And when you realize that, it should never make you think, so I guess it's no big deal if I sin. It should cause you to realize you're vulnerable to temptation. Don't think that because you wrote the 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd, I could never do anything like that. David did. He blew it, and he blew it badly. He did something that was absolutely hideous. It is by grace you have been saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God,
not a result of works, lest anyone should boast. Our only hope is in Him.
You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE, or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.